Get a Better Broadcast podcast and video voice continues right here. On Twitter, I'm Peter Stewart. Tweet us Stewart, TWEETERSTEWART. Now, you've been doing it all your life without a problem. But breathing underlies everything voice. Since our first breath and ball in the maternity ward, hardly anyone is then taught how to breathe correctly to better support their frame and their voice. And yet when you're nervous, perhaps speaking in front of a seen or maybe an unseen audience, your breathing tends to become shallow and maybe rapid. That gives you less air to power your speech. It leaves you gulping in the middle of a sentence and maybe even in the middle of a word. Proper breathing can relax and revitalize. It's the power source for a good voice. It'll give body to your voice. It'll keep you going to the end of a sentence and help you show a listener what the most important words in your message are. But not just that. So many parts of our upper body are working together to help us speak. There's a whole interconnected series of subconscious messages which activate muscular processes, which in turn affect organs, all of which allows us to breathe in and out. And if one part of that chain doesn't work properly, maybe because of tension or illness or even something as basic as a bad chair, then other parts have to compensate, causing additional potential problems. Then follows a hugely complex system of linguistic gymnastics involving your vocal cords, tongue, teeth and palate to form sounds as directed by your brain's memory bank of what sounds in what order make a sensible sentence. But it all starts with breathing, and breathing starts with proper posture, and that all starts tomorrow with me, Peter Stewart from London.